What have been some of the most bizarre things you've come across in some of these investigations?
Well, a lot of the most bizarre things are the scariest things. Like, we were working on the Sharon Tate murder scene.
Ooh.
And
grisly.
It was bad. We actually snuck in, which we're not supposed to do, so we didn't follow our rules of don't hop gates and go in. So we actually jumped the gate.
You had to do it, didn't
we? We had to, yeah. I mean, if you've done any paranormal investigations, you do silly things, things you're not supposed to do because you're curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got inside, and we had a lot of strange things happen. We were pushed. We had a woman who, one of our psychics, who was possessed, literally. Near one of the load-bearing walls, because they tore down the house except for the load-bearing wall. And it was basically like 10 different work crews that had been working on, I think it was a Weintraub house, and they were all leaving one after another. They just wouldn't stay there very long. And, you know, after coming out of the house, we realized why. You could hear growling sounds. You were pushed. You heard get out. You basically felt extremely uncomfortable in there. So when you get stuff like that and you hear get out, a lot of times people don't. You should.
Have you ever been frightened on any investigation or any kind of paranormal experience that you might have encountered?
Yeah, twice. I think I can truly say I was scared, if I can say that.
You can't.
It's already done now. And I know. I was the one.
That's
was
okay. The boys got you.
One was at the Sharon Tate house because there was a guy there. I can't mention his name, but he's – never mind. He came the woman who was – with us, a psychic, became possessed. And I mean, her face changed. She just didn't look right. And so we're standing there going, Alma, are you okay? And she's just going, and she's just moving back and forth, just weird. You know something's not right. So we had to sit there and literally, at that time, figure out how we're going to get her out of this. And at the same time, someone comes in with a baseball bat and goes, I'm going to kill you.
Ugh.
I mean, it had this energy, and it wasn't at the Sharon Tate house. It was two houses down, and it was just, it had this just horrible feeling about it. And you'd have to be dead not to notice there was something there. The other was the Ambassador Hotel, and we had
creepy.
That was creepy, and we were up on the sixth floor doing a broadcast for another radio station, a live broadcast, and we had a psychic and a friend who was supposed to help the psychic and back her up, and they put a Ouija board down, and this guy started asking his own questions and answering them. Is there somebody here? Yes. And we're going, you're not supposed to do that. You know, you're supposed to have other people work with this.
Sure.
And then he goes,
Was he doing it himself?
He was moving it himself, asking his questions and answering it himself. So finally he gets this really terrible look. He looks over at the psychic and he goes, I'm going to kill you. And literally leapt across. We had three candles. Leapt across, got his hands around her.
Was he possessed?
I think he was. He started strangling her. I hit him with my elbow, knocked him against the wall, and I bring holy water with me. I said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I hope you brought some with you tonight.
Oh, I brought gin and vodka with me, but no holy water. I'm sorry.
That's not going
to
do it.
Get through the night. No, but he was really possessed. We knocked him against the wall. We blessed him. We didn't see him for a half an hour. We ended up, he was on a fire escape. He wouldn't come in back into the hotel. Finally, he came back in. We got him in, and he said, my back's hurting. He says, something's wrong. So he lifted up his T-shirt. He had 10 claw marks on his back. Something had lifted him up.
Wow.
Lifted him up, and literally, he was strangling the psychic. So the possession thing is kind of weird. When you start pissing off spirits, he was literally doing that. He was basically asking the spirit, you know, come on, show yourself. Come on, show yourself to me. You're just a wimp.
Why are some of these spirits so angry?
I'm not sure. We don't piss them off. We don't upset them, you know. I think a lot of the shows, too, they antagonize them because they have to get effects. You know, if you're a paranormal investigator, you know that you can be in a house for 10 hours and have one thing happen to you. If you're in a television show and you sit there for 10 hours and have one thing happen to you, you're probably not going to come back the next season. Or the next time, you know, and you have to provoke. Provoking, I think, causes that type of reaction.